Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Wasn't it Al Davis of the old Oakland Raiders who coined, "Just win, baby"? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. That's exactly what our schizoid Tar Heels did in Blacksburg, using a formula that can only be described as gumption and gifts. Gumption because the Heels bounced back from what looked like a disastrous home loss to lowly Pitt with their best win of the season, allowing them to cling to the NCAA tournament bubble. The gift was Virginia Tech's inexplicable shooting. The home Hokies threw every psychological doodad at Carolina, calling it their senior day when they still have one home day left, and making it their blackout game with students and most fans wearing the dreaded dark. It turned into a metaphor for shooting with their eyes closed. Virginia Tech came into the game making 42% from the three-point line, best in the ACC and second best in the dadgum nation. The Hokies hit 2 of 12 bricks in the first half to let 52% shooting Carolina take control of the game. They finished with a season-low 19.2%, canning only 5 of the 26 trays upchucked. The 65-57 loss also marked their fewest points at the usually cantankerous Castle Coliseum in 2021-22. Carolina's fast-closing first half and continued command of the backboards, combined with some near-flawless free-throw shooting, allowed the Tar Heels to escape with their 19th victory of the season and reach 11 wins for the 36th time in their glorious history. While Caleb Love will get the most hosannas for his finest all-around college game, 21 points, 7 assists, 3 important bombs, and 6 for 6 sealing free throws, the Heels led 38-30 at the break after what may have been the best first half ever by a player who failed to score. Armando Bacot missed his only shot in the first 20 minutes, but had 6 rebounds, 3 blocks, and played determined defense in the paint. AB scored 4 of his 10 points to open the second when Carolina built its lead to 14 before the Heels' own frigid shooting might have done them in. Bacot finished with his 20th double-double of the season, fourth most in UNC annals. So, as the NCAA net rankings changed with nearly every game played everywhere, UNC might have actually notched its second quad winner if Michigan keeps winning enough in the strong Big Ten to make the Wolverines' December 1 defeat at the Smith Center more valuable than it has been so far. Complicated for sure, but way more important is Carolina keeping Mr. Hyde in the closet, starting with the game against angry and improving Louisville tonight at 7 in the Dome of Doom. This is Archansky. See ya.